The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Ayin Aleph, today's Shabbos means Fel in Rishmat, Mor Zekeni. רבי יוסף בן שרה, ומורת זקנתי, יפה בצרה, ולא נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, וחשבת נחם בגן עדן, אמן, תראה, זאת אומרת, בן יוסף, הוא השמה, משה בן דינה, משה בן שרה, שרה וחמד בן תחם, ושרה בת רחל, אין הרפא להם, רפאת הנפש ורפאת הגוף, ורפאתם כאלה, ולא וכן ינסו מנו מערמם, בגין תראה, זאת אומרת, עין עמוד בית, and we are starting from... by three lines after they get wide, נשתתק. We talked about a case in the Mishnah where the husband, let's say, became paralyzed. So they tell him during this situation, should we write a get to your wife? So he nods. Right? That was the case of the Mishnah. He nodded to them. So he said, they test him three times to see if he's coherent. So if he says yes or no to the right answers three times, then already you accept his gesture when he nods to give the get. So the Gemara begins. Gemara says, "Vilihush dilma shichia delav lav nakte iname shichia dehen hen nakte," which means the way they explain it, that maybe he got involved in the nodding movement. The nodding movement took over him, which means just because he nods his head three times, there's no indication. Maybe he's just in that mode, like, you know, his head is just nodding now to things, or his head is just, you know, going to note to certain things. Then when you can ask him three questions, he says yes three times with his head, could be he's just possessed.
As an ailment?
Which means it's no proof that he's coherent. It's just that he got involved in that gesture. Amar of Yosef ben Yomei, Amar of Nachman, the Amlin and the Besirugin. They don't ask him three questions back to back. They take an interval. They ask him a question. He nods yes. They wait. So therefore, it's not like his head is just going back and forth. It's they ask him in Sirugin. Okay, so maybe he's just saying yes in intervals, which means maybe he's just locked into that mode of, his head just saying yes, and even over intervals. They don't ask him three yes questions or three no questions. They ask him two yeses and one no, or the opposite, two no's and one yes. And therefore, it's clear that if he's giving the right answer, he's not involved in any just haphazard motion. I mean, the guy knows what he's saying. That's the way they test them. The Rebbe Ishmael Tana Omim lo Devarim Shel Yemot Tachama Bibot Geshamim VeShel Yemot Geshamim Bibot Tachama. They tell him a summer question in the winter and a winter question in the summer. What does that mean? Mind you, Ilima Glufkere VeSadine, which means Glufkere is like a coat. Sadine is a sheet. So it's like saying in the summer. So they say, do you want a coat? Now, of course, he doesn't need a coat in the summer. It's very hot. So obviously he'll say no with his head. Or they ask him the opposite. Do you want a sheet in the winter? A sheet is not warm enough. So, right? So obviously those are the type of questions that you ask him. So the Gemara said, that's not an indication. Which means, even if, let's say, in the summer he answers yes to a coat, that's no indication that he's not coherent. Maybe he is coherent and he has ahda, which means he has a certain a chill. Right? Ina mehama ahde. Or let's say in the winter, where he says, yeah, give me the sheet. When he nods his head to the sheet, maybe he got, he's hot. So that's no indication how he answers winter questions in the summer and vice versa. So what's the questions? Ela bipide. They ask him regarding the fruit. Look at Rashi. Top line in Rashi. She'enam mitzuyim be'ota sha'a. She gives you the names of the fruit. For example, let's say watermelon only comes in the summer. Okay, so they would ask him in the winter, "Do you want some watermelon?" So he would, nod his head. Or in the opposite case, let's say you have certain winter fruits. Okay, apples, let's say, is a winter fruit. I don't know, whatever, for example, right? So they would ask him that in the summer. So he would also answer no. So those type of questions. Adam Mefashim point out over here, if he merely shakes his head, it doesn't show that he's competent. Because they explain over here that he has to show that he understands the foolishness of the offer. Now, when a guy hears you want the watermelon in the winter, so it's not enough just he goes like this. No. Because he doesn't want it. He has to show that he understands the question is a silly question. Like, what kind of silly question is that? What do you mean, watermelon in the winter? So if he has to nod his head in such a way in order to show that he is indeed competent. Again, once they test him three times on these type of questions, then already you could assume that when he said yes, that he wants to get to be written, that that is a competent man talking, or not talking, but reacting, and therefore the get can be written as such. Amar Rav Kana, Hedush of Rav Kana, the name of Rav, Amar Rav, Hedush. Now, a Hedush, what we're talking about is Eno Medaber Ve'eno Shomaya. Okay, he's a full-fledged Hedush. Now, she just points out, Shaya Pikeyach, Kishiniknesa, Kishikansa. When he got married, he was a Pikeyach. Now, we know the rule. A Pikeyach that gets married, his Kiddushin is a Kiddushin, Deoraita. V'Kiddushin, Kiddushin, Gimurin. Utnam B'Yibamot, Nitharesh, who, let's say he becomes a Hedush, or Nishtata, or he becomes a Shoteb, Lo Yotzi Olamit. Then already stuck. Why? Because the Kiddushin, or she became a Shota. Why? Because, I'm sorry, he became a Shote, she's stuck. Of course, he can always get married to somebody else. She's stuck, why? Because he got in on the Deoraita level. Now you can't get out on the rabbinical level. A Chedesh can only make a Kiddushin, but Rabbanan. So therefore, the fish in Koch, Begirushin Chedeshit, when the Kiddushin of a Chedeshit, let's say she becomes a Chedeshit, let's say, Lefkia Kiddushin Hachama. When she got married, she was a hachama. Now she becomes a chereshet, so therefore you cannot undo that type of marriage. Here's the key. If let's say the husband became a chereshet, and he knows how to write, he can communicate through writing. That's considered a pikeach. Even though he's a chereshet, and normally we say a chereshet, if he got married, he was a pikeach. That's it. He can't get married because he's got to be mafkia the kiddushin deoraita. So that Avkanas Hadush, the name of Rav, is if he can communicate through writing, that is considered a pikeach, and he just writes on a paper, a cloth, you know, give the get to my wife, and therefore he can get divorced. That's the Hadush of Rav Kana, the name of Rav. Again, let's read that inside. Hirish, Shiachod, David Metoch Ktav. He can talk through Ktav, through the writing. Kotvim venotnim get lishto. Okay, that's the Hadush over there. Amar Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmala, Rav Kana, what are you teaching me? Tanina, it's our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Nishtatek. The guy became paralyzed where he can't talk. Va'amru lo, nichtov get lishtecha. Next guy, should we already get to your wife? Verkin beroshu. And he nods his head. But kino tosh lo shah pa'amim. They test him with three questions like we just learned. Im amar alav lav al hilin, hare'elu yichtevu v'yitnu. So the Gemara is asking a question, which means we know that already you don't have to communicate verbally. We don't have a Mishnah. The Mishnah, the guy cannot talk, and what do we say? Not even writing. The guy is able just to nod his head, and that's already a good indication that he can write a get. So what do you need to tell me that if a guy can write, that the get is a get? And seemingly we should know this already from the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Amar le bizera, ilem ka amart. What are you talking about? You're bringing me a question from Ilem? Shani Ilem, and Ilem is different. Look at that sheep. Ilem ka amart, Shani Ilem. Dekevan de shomeyahu. Areu ki pikeyah lechot devarav. Which is the Mishnah's case is talking about somebody that can hear. He just can't talk. The rule is that if he only has one deficiency, he has one handicap, we'll call it, where he's able to hear, but he just can't talk. That's called an Ilem. Right? He's considered a pikeach lechol devarav, by the way. He's considered a regular pikeach, and the hadush of Mishnah is that you just have to test his competency, and if you can test his competency with a nodding of the head and thing like that, it's okay. Aval heresh enu shemeh ve'enu medaber. But Rav Kana's case, he's a full heresh. He doesn't speak and he doesn't hear. Tilat Nafkanash Hiddush was that if he can communicate through writing, he's considered a Pikeah. That's a Hiddush. Which is from Al Mishnah, you can't learn anything from Al Mishnah like the Chiddush. Rav Kanaz upping the stakes over here. Al Mishnah talks about Nilem. Okay, it's Chiddush in the Mishnah to tell me that Nilem, he can't speak, but he can hear. He's competent. He's a Pikeah, but you have to test his competency. How do you test it? You ask him a few questions, he nods, yes, yes, no, no. They give the get. The Chiddush of Rav Kanaz is even if he's a full-fledged Chiddush, meaning he can't hear or talk. So the Hiddush is that he's still considered competent if he's able to communicate. So if I can't learn that from our Mishnah, so that she continues. He would not be able to write in the Ktav. Interesting. Remizah would not be enough. Which is, let's say the Hiresh, full-fledged, he's not Medabev, not Shomea. All he can do is nod his head and stuff like that. That's not enough. Because since he's full-fledged, you need more. You need actual Ketiva. We're in our Mishnah. It's enough just to nod his head, because he really is a pikeya. So that comes out like this. When we say ilem, ilem is only he cannot speak. How do you know? That's what Gemara says. The Tanya, midaber ve'eno shomeya, if a guy can talk, but he just can't hear, zehu heresh. That's normally a heresh. Not the heresh that we're talking about over here, but normally a heresh is just a deaf person. Shomeya ve'eno midaber, but a mute person, zehu ilem. I say you learn terminologies now. Heresh normally is deaf. Ilim is mute. How do we know that? And incidentally, they both have a din of pikeya. They're both considered competent because they only have one disability. How do you know that? How do you know that the deaf guy is called a haresh and the mute guy is called an ilim? Dichtiv. Where's the pasuk? In Tehilim Lamerchet. Ve'ani kehereish lo ishma uch ilim lo yiftach piv. Very good. David HaMelech, I'm a Hiresh that cannot hear, and like an Elam that can open his mouth. Another interpretation, because the Amri, inch like the people say, the vernacular, Ishtakil min lule, Elam is an acronym. What does Elam stand for? Ishtakil min lule. The speech was taken away from it. That's like the Nutrikun, the abbreviation of the word Elam. So therefore we know that that is what it is. Okay. So therefore the question that was raised by Rav Yosef. Right, Rav Yosef told Rav Kahana, "My Kamash Malam, we know that in the Mishnah." Gemara says, "That's not a question. The Mishnah has nothing to do with our case. The Mishnah was talking about a pikeyah. We're talking about a guy who's a full-fledged chayesh. The hadush is that the mizah is not enough. He actually has to have the ability to communicate through writing." So the Gemara is going to rehash the question. The Gemara says, "Okay, you're right. That wasn't the question that he meant to ask. He meant to ask Rav Kahana the following question." The Gemara says, "Amar bizerai kashali." If you want to ask the kasha, ask this kasha. The Tanya. Okay, we have a law. Law of testimony. Person that knows testimony about his friend, he has to testify. Okay? Guy comes to the betin, they tell him, do you know about this testimony, at such and such, whatever happened over there? And he comes and he swears, and he says, no, I swear I don't know anything to do about this case. And then they find that he knew about it. So the law is what has to bring a korban. But the Torah says that he has to verbally make the swear to be hayav a korban. So the pasuk says, Netanya, im lo yagid, the full pasuk says, im lo yagid v'nasa avono. If he doesn't verbally admit that he knows the testimony and he swears falsely, so v'nasa avono, he's got to bring a korban. So the Gemara says, prat le'ilem shenu yachol le'agid, which means, let's say, the guy's an ilim. He doesn't have to bring a korban, which means, let's say the betin said, do you swear that you don't know any testimony? And the guy nodded his head. The pasuk says, im lo yagid. He has to have the ability to speak. But if he doesn't have the ability to speak, he's nodded his head. Yeah, I swear that I didn't know. Not enough. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, amai, what are you talking about? Hayachod lagid mitoch haktav. Which means, according to you, Rav Kana, you told me what competency can be judged according to the ability to communicate through writing. So therefore, the chaura, this guy can communicate through writing. Do you make the shivua? Yes. So the chaura, just like you're telling me it's a get, the chaura, by edut also, it should be a good edut, meaning that the shivua should be hal, then it should be a korban. What are you telling me now? He's got to verbally say it. Why do you have to verbally say it? We have a new way to judge competency, by writing. Right? Comes Gemara and says, "Amar le'abaye, Eidut ka'amart." You ask me a question from Eidut? שאני עדות, רחמנא אמר מפיהם ולא מפי כתבם. גזרת הכתוב. When it comes to עדות, עדות has to be from their mouths. מפיהם ולא מפי כתבם. סרצי גזרת הכתוב, אני חושב שאין Normally in the Gittin case, there's no din of has to be מפיהם. All you got to have is competency that he wants to get to be given. Write it. עדות, עדות has to be verbal. Okay, חדוש. That continues, Metive. We have a question. כשם שבודקין אותו לגיטין, כך בודקין אותו למסעות ולמתנות ולעדויות ולירושות. ולירושות. Okay, now what is this talking about over here? Just like we בודק the נשתתק. Okay? The guy that is paralyzed, he can't move anymore, so he's got to nod his head. So just like you check him for gitin, like we learned in our Mishnah, right, let him nod his head and so on and so forth to make sure he knows what he's talking about. Kach bodkin oto lemasot velematanot. That's a mekach omemkar, which means to make sure that his sale was a sale. It's enough to test him through, you know, these questions that you ask him. Matanot, did he give the gift or not and stuff like that? You ask him the questions, and the sale is considered valid. But here's the key word: v'le'aduyot. For testimony, it's enough for him to nod his head, which means you don't have to have it mipihim. So you just told me what? For Eduyot, special Gezat Ketuv, the testimony's got to be verbal. So we'll get what really Yerushot and for the laws of Yerusha. And we'll see what that means. But Katani Mihat, the question really is from where? Eduyot. Oh, so you see what? Now she says, Shia'id Edutom Mepia Ketav. Oh, you see what she says over here? That she says that you establish competency, and then what? Let him just write the Edut written. Which means this guy over here, he's an ilim. The only way he's going to be able to say any type of testimony is what? Writing it. And what are we saying over here? That, yeah, just like you check the guy for gitin, so you do it also for, now gitin, you're able to let him nod his head. You want to write the gate? Let him nod his head. For edut, let him write it, because he can't speak. So you see what? You don't need mepiim. You don't need mepiim. It could be actually written. Right? Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Yosef bar Ben Yomi, Amar Rav Shifshad, be'edut isha dakilu berabbanan." Okay, remember we learned the Masechet Yevamot, edut isha, to testify that a husband died in order to allow the lady to remarry. This is the most lenient edut. Number one, we accept one witness. We accept an eved. We accept a lady. So therefore, in such a really, you're right. Regular testimony, mipihem v'lo mipi ketavam. It's got to be verbally. In this case over here, where we let the ilim write it down, that's only because it's Eidut Isha. Eidut Isha already, we have a little bit of mekel over there. We don't want it to remain aguna. So if we mekel in this case, you have no da'aya. Normally, this case is different, right? Oh, back at Yerushot. It says Yerushot. Now, we understand Yerushot means what? That he's giving a testimony over here. That what? That this guy over here inherited from so-and-so. He's giving a testimony. And we're saying what? Yerushot could be written. That's like a type of edut. Right? Yerushot, to understand, the guy is ilim now. What is he writing in his document? I testified that Mr. So-and-so inherited the property of Mr. So-and-so. So you see what? Even edut can be written. When I answer is, Amar Abu Yerushat Beno HaBechor Ketani. A different type of testimony. The law is, he's testifying, first of all, he's testifying about somebody else. He's testifying about himself. It's not even considered a testimony. What he's saying is, it seems the law is that a person has a bechor, the bechor gets double. But the father has a right to say that he wants to give the firstborn equal like everybody else. That he doesn't want the firstborn to have his double rights. So he's able just to testify in writing to say, by the way, I gave my son only, equal portion. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, yeah, Amar Rabbi Abu, see that Rashi? Ma Yerushat Beno Dide. Somebody has his own sin, not testifying on somebody else. Im Ratzal Lehashvot Ata Bechor Kehat Mebanav. He wants an equal Yerushah, like his, to all his sons. Ulaki Naka Yerushat Beno HaBechor. Okay, Di Im Lo Leshtot Al Meshpeta Yerushah Shel Torah Uba. Lama Lo Lidbarav HaYerushah Me'eleh HaTipol. Right, which means, we're talking about obviously over here, Rashi says, there's a situation over here where he's not testifying on the Yerusha. Yerusha, we don't need to testify. Yerusha is automatic. The guy dies, Yerusha goes to his church. He doesn't need to testify that he's bequeathing. That I don't need him to testify. Let it happen. He'll die, he'll go. And that must be he's testifying or he's writing something that's not an automatic. What's not the automatic? The Bechor. The Bechor doesn't always have to get two. So that's what he's writing.
Okay, comes Gemara and says, Om katani miyat lemasaot v'lematanot.
Oh, but it says what? He could testify on a business transaction, that's masaot, and matanot, and a gift. Now, we understand at this point, my love the alma. We're assuming that it was somebody to somebody else, which means I testify that so-and-so bought this item. Or I testify that so-and-so got this gift. So you see what? Edut can be in writing. Gemara answers, no, lo, ledide. That's talking about himself. What does it mean to talk about himself? Which means he's just writing in the star that what? His own sales. He's not testifying to somebody else. He's just saying, I bought this item. I own this gift. Or I got this gift. So basically, the Gemara is coming out over here. You cannot give a testimony, a regular testimony, about somebody else. Mipi ketava, it's got to be mipi him. Dafkana's law stands that a heresh by getin is able to communicate through writing. That's considered competency, and therefore the get will be a get deoraita. Even though he got married when he was in PK, atas deoraita get. Now he's a heresh, which really cannot divorce on the Torah level. But if he can communicate through writing, it's Torah get, and therefore everything's okay.
Only right.
He has to be able to write. Not enough to nod his head, because this guy's a Haresh. He's worse than the case of Amishnah. Amishnah was just a guy who was a Nishtatiz, Shituk. He's paralyzed, but he can hear. So he's Bikeya. So then we just have to establish that he still knows what he's doing, but otherwise this guy over here needs more. He needs to communicate through writing. Good. Comes to give it up further and says like this. Oh, here's the question. Metive, we have the question. Haresh. Okay, we're talking about a Haresh over here. Lo halchu bo ahar mizotav ve'ahar kefisotav ve'ahar ketav yado ela b'metaltelin aval lo legitin beferush. Heresh, guy can't talk, guy can't hear, he's full-fledged. We don't follow, not his remazim would be like his gestures of nodding his head, let's say. Kefisot would be, let's say, hand gestures that he's making. We don't even follow ketav yado, his writing. Only for metaltelin, only legabe transactions of movable goods. Aval lo legitim, period. So what do you see? Question on Afkana Amar Rav. You just told me that a Haresh, if he can communicate through writing, it's good enough. Now we see a Beferush statement, it's a Tanayic statement actually, it says what? Writing is not good enough in this case. That's the question. Yeah? Look at that, she. Aval lo legitim, hecha de kiddushin ayu kiddushin gimurim. Right, when the Kiddushin was a Kiddushin, which he was a Pikeya originally. Right, then he went to become a Haresh. It's a bomb question. Hakat question on Afkana. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana'i. Okay, what do you want? It's a Mahluka Tana'im. So you found the Tana that goes against Afkana, and Afkana found the Tana that goes with him. What's the Tana that goes with him? The Tanya, we have a Braita. Amar Ben Shimon Gamliel, Ben Shimon Gamliel says, when do we say that writing is not considered valid? That's talking about where the guy was a Haresh from the beginning, which means that she says she'en lo ktav yad shel da'at shelo hayta lo da'at tzla miyamav. The guy never had da'at before, so then writing is never going to be enough. Okay? But if a guy started off as a pikeach and then he became a haresh, like the case of Rav Kana Amar Rav, kotev ve'en chotmim. So therefore, we found the opinion of Rashbag that clearly says the only time Tana Kama said that what writing is no good, that's somebody haresh meikaro, because he doesn't have da'at. He never had da'at. That's considered really like a shoteh. Masha'enkin, in the case of where he started off as a pikeya, that's the case of Avkana, and then he became a Haresh, it'll be permissible for him to communicate through writing. So therefore Avkana has a Tana. Who's the Tana that Avkana has? Rashbag. Comes again what answer says, question. Well, ask questions like this. The Haresh Me'ikaro lo? What did Rashbag tell me? If a guy was a Haresh Me'ikaro, that means he was a Haresh from birth, right? He cannot communicate through writing.
Now he cannot make a remiza. He cannot make a kefitza. Bara's question is like this: V'heresh meikara lo keshem shekonsa b'remiza kach motzi'a b'remiza. Gemara asks a very strong question. Dashbag, you told me that what if the guy was v'heresh meikaro, he cannot get out of the marriage with a remiza. Well, why not? He got in with a remiza. How do you think he got married in the first place? Which is kiddushim is only drabanan, which means. What about a Haresh Meikara? Haresh Meikara, you told me, Rajbag, there's no remizot, there's no kifitzot, there's nothing. Why not? The Kara, the only way he got in was a remiza. And the rule is, if you can go in with a remiza, you can come out with a remiza. So that's a bomb question on Rajbag. So comes the Gemara and says, that's the Gemara Yibabot, by the way. Gemara Yibabot says, if a Haresh Meikara, they allow him to get married, Midrabanan. And they allow him to get out of it also, Midrabanan. So it's the same level. So why are you telling me, Haresh Meikara, there's no way out? So Gemara says this. Ibe ishto hakaname. Which means, if it's talking about his wife, I understand. Which means, you're right, if it's about a regular wife, that the Haresh married a regular wife, a regular wife, then you're right, I understand your question. Because the Chaura, he should be able to get out with a remiza. He got in with a remiza, and he can get out with a remiza. Oh, but you know what we're talking about over here? What are we talking about over here? Which means, let's give the case. Yebama fell to him. He's married. Okay, he's married, no problem. His kiddushin is drabanan. Really, the law would be what? If he wanted to get out of it, remizot, no problem. Because he got in remiza, he gets out remiza. We're talking about a case where the guy's brother died. This Haresh's brother died. His sister-in-law falls to him to yibum. That zika is a zika de oraita. Okay? So the only option is going to be is what? To make a yibum. Right? Can't make a halitza because you can't talk. You got to say me'in yibamin, whatever. You got to make the verbal declaration. They can't do that. He's got to make a yibum. Once he makes the yibum, it's deoraita. Once he makes deoraita, he's stuck. He cannot get out of it. So that's the case that he said that a heresh, if he's a heresh me'ikaro, remiza is not going to be enough. Hecha, where the zika was a deoraita. Again, if it was a regular wife, he got in b'remiza. This lady over here, he didn't get in b'remiza. He got in on the deoraita level. Because she felt in b'yibum. And therefore, that she says like this. As she says like this, the Gemara says like this first. What type of Yibama are we talking about over here? So the Gemara says, Bi Yibimto, Yibimto Miman. Who was the Yibama married to originally? If the Yibama was married to a Haresh also, so that already, well, since the marriage was only drabanan to the first brother, so when the first brother dies, you can also divorce her b'remiza as well. Very good. So the first marriage, where the Yibama is coming from, is a deoraita marriage. He was a pikeya. Guy's brother was a pikeya. Deoraita, he dies. Yibum, deoraita. Deoraita, his guy. Halitza is not an option. He can't speak to the guy. So what? You make yibum. Oh, yibum, not a married thing. He can't get out. Why? Because he got into it, remiza, can't take him out. That's what the case is talking about. Look at Rashi. Bibimto. She Rashi Bibimto. Shekidushea gemurin. Vezikata gemura. Vuen yachod lachlos. If he's sheno ve'amad ve'amad lo hafatsi lekahta. He can't make that statement. Lo hafatsi lekahta. The kones. He got to marry her. Ve'eno motzi le'olam. He can't get out. Why? The get the de lom of kazika de oraita. His the rabbanan get cannot get rid of the zika de oraita. Good?
Even if she wants.
Doesn't matter. He can't get out. He can't break it. He's a Haresh now. He was always a Haresh. So comes the Gemara and says, so that's one interpretation. Now give us another. If you write him up, the olam, the nafsalam, achiv Haresh. The gezera, achiv Haresh, atu ehav, wahiv pikeyach. But you know what? Even in a case where his brother was a Haresh, and really the zika is only drabanan, and really the miza should work, we're going to say that what that case is asur, achif Haresh, add to the case where his brother is going to be a pikeya gizera. Good. That Gemara says iache istoname. Well, so to make a gizera then on a regular guy that got into his wife bin miza. That said that he can't get out b'miza, add to a case where it's going to be a yibum situation. Why don't you go there on a regular wife to a yibum. So the Gemara says, listen, yibimto bi yibimto mechlefa, ishto bi yibimto lo mechlefa. Very simple. Yibum cases, you can mix one to the other. But I'm not going to mix a case of a regular wife to a case of a yibama. Okay, so basically there's two answers to this question. Let's just get the two answers clear. Answer number one, we're crystallizing one case. Heresh me'ikaro. The spot comes along and says, there's no remizot. You can't get out of it. You want to talk about? He got in b'remizah, let him get out b'remizah. Oh, you're right. You're talking about a regular marriage? The chara shouldn't be a problem. We're talking about over yibama. Oh, yibama, what type of yibum? First answer, a yibum deoraita that fell to him. Right, the brother was a pikeya, he died, zika deoraita, can't get out of it. Okay, b'remizah is not going to work. Second answer, even if the brother was married, heresh, and he died. With the zikas only the rabbanan, still we're going to tell you you can't get a b'rimizah. Gezerah yibama married to a heresh. Atu if the yibama was married to a pikeya brother. Good? Good. So what do you see over here? We make gezerot. Key line here now. We make a gezerah when it comes to heresh atu pikeya. Heresh atu pikeya. Tadat the Gemara says, umi gazin heresh atu pikeya. Do we do that? I'll show you a case where you don't make this gezerah. Why? V'hatinan, we learned in a Mishnah in Yibamot. Shnei achin hershin. Easy cases. Two brothers are hershin. Nisuin, that's going to stay steady in the case. The case is always two brothers that are hershin. It doesn't matter who they married. Either nisuot shtei achayot pikhot. Or shtei achayot hershot. Doesn't matter. The kiddushin of a hereshit is only midrabanan. It doesn't matter who they married. Two hereshim to two hereshot. Two hereshim to two pikhot. Two hereshim, one to a hereshit and one to a pikat. Doesn't matter. Or the other way now. V'chein shte ahayot hereshot. The two sisters are hereshot. Nisuot shnei achin pikhin. Either they're married to Pekin, or Lishnachin Hershin, or Lishnachin Had Pekeva Had Heresh. In all these cases, Hare Elu Peturot Mena Halitza Umena Yibum. If one of the brothers died, there is no Halitza, there is no Yibum. Why not? Rashi. Look at the third line in Rashi. Lo echpat lan bepikhot shel ba'alim. I don't care if the ba'alim are pikhot. If they're hedeshot, the girls, dehen lo nechnusu ela b'rmiza. Lefichak peturot min ha'halitza, di yotza mishum achot isha. Dechol arayot peturot min ha'halitza. We have a regular rule. Is the marriage a marriage? Yes. And the rabbanan. It's not the hedeshot, the hedesh. Now we have a law. When do we go with Yibum? Yibum only pushes away Eshet Ach. Mm-hmm. Right? Where there's no other Isurim. The mitzvah of Yibum allows the person to marry his brother's wife, which normally a brother's wife is Asur. Yibum pushes away. But we learned it over in Masechet Yibamot. Right? Because that's the Ketuv. But if there's an Irva there, like in this case over here, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Okay, in this case over here, they're arayot. So therefore, there's no halitza, there's no yibum, it's achot ishto, nothing. Good. The question is not from that case. Continue. However, v'imayu nochriyot. Nochriyot means just don't make them sisters. It's two people married to two harishim, not brothers. I'm sorry, the brothers. They are brothers. They're married not to sisters. Okay, two brothers harishim. Married to two foreigners, unrelated ladies. Good? Oh, what does it say? V'imayu nukhriyot yikansu. What? Make yibum. But halitza they can't make because somebody's a haresh in this case, you can't talk. For the halitza they need to talk. Me'en yibami, or, lo ratza, I don't want to take her. So therefore, halitza is not an option. So what do? Yikansu. Let them make yibum. V'imratzu lehotzi'an. Yotziu. And then if they want to get out, they can get out. Give a get. Ha'al k'rashi. V'imayu nukhriyot. Omet ahad me'mashini enu yechol achlos v'teshu cheresh. O she chereshet. Somebody's a cheresh or cheresh in this case. V'ena yechol alomar. V'en yibami. So what do they do? Make yibum. No problem. Yibum applies in this case. V'imnatsu leotzian acharechen yotziu. Ah, here's the key line. תעתיק גט חרש ומפקי הזיקת קידושי חרש. The whole קידושים was רבנן. Correct? So you can get out also with a get רבנן. Right or wrong?
Again, we're talking about either the two guys, the two brothers are Hirshin, or the two ladies are Hirshin.
Hirshot.
Somebody's a Hirsh over here. You have a Hirsh in the marriage over here. Two Hirshin brothers married to Pekot even.
Still you have one. Somebody somewhere is
a Hirsh. Okay, yeah, but that's not the case. Not, your case is not one of the cases of the Gemara. No. The case of the Gemara is either the husband, the brothers are Hirshin, or the ladies are hirshot. So there's always a hirsh in one of these marriages. You don't have a case of two pikhot married to two pikhin. That's not one of these cases. So there's always a hirsh in one of the stories. So chalitza is not an option. Because somebody here can't talk. Either the hirsh or the hirshet. The kiddushin is the rabbanan? Yes. So what do we tell the person? Yibum. Yibum. Wants to make yibum, give a get. Why give a get? How's he going to give a get? Let him not. Let him do whatever he wants to do. You got in Drabbanan. The Zikah was on Drabbanan. Therefore, you can get out also with Drabbanan. Here's where the question is. Now, look at that sheet to get the question. Aharechin yotzi dati get hirish. Umafki azikat kedushi hirish. Alma, here's the key line. Hecha denafta le me'achav hirish. Mapik. Velo gazeh tu achiv pikeyach. You see that we don't make a gezera on the hirish case. Add to the case where the brother was, let's say, a pikeya. Let's say the brother was a pikeya, married to a pikahat. Now the zikah is a deoraita. In that case over there, again, we're talking about a case where there was the two hirshin. But let's say another case. Let's say one brother was a hirsh, one guy was a pikeya. The pikeya died. Now already the zikah is deoraita. He has to make a yibum. He can't get out. Because he can only get out with Rabbanan. And we don't make a gezerah in the Hirsh case add to the Pikeyah case. Oh, that's a question of what we said in the answer above. Above we said what? That we're going to gozer. Hirsh atu Pikeyah. Now you see what? We don't. Gemara answers. Ela mehavverta kedidashinan meikara keshemeka. Which is go with the first answer, which means, what's the first answer? I'm going to go back now. Rashbag. You told me what? If you have a Hirsh Me'ikara, the guy was Hirsh from inception. Right? So what did you tell me? Hirsh Me'ikara can't get divorced even B'rimiza. What do you talk? Why not? He got in B'rimiza. Let him get out B'rimiza. Oh, Yibum. Oh, Yibum what? If his brother was a Hirsh, it's only Drabanan, let him get out B'rimiza. No, somebody, his brother was a Pika, he's stuck. That was the Oraita, he can't get out B'rimiza. Oh, second answer was, even a Hirsh, Gizera Hirsh atu Pikeya. No, wipe that answer out. Because we see that we don't make a Gizera Hirsh atu Pikeya. Therefore, the first answer is the final answer. Comes again, what on says, one more point. Get what on says like this. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, halukin alav haverav shel al Rashbag. We had the Braita. Rashbag is the one that came along and said that what? That which Tanakama made a statement. Tanakama's statement was Hirsh. We don't follow his Remizot. We don't follow his Kifitzot. We don't follow his Ktavyad. Rashbag came along and said that's only a Hirsh Me'ikaro. Again, get the Tanakama statement. Tanakama made a statement. Hirsh, you don't go with his gestures, you don't go with his nimazim, you don't go with his writing. From Tanakama, it's mashma, I don't care what type of Hirsh, whether it's Me'ikaro, whether it's not Me'ikaro. It sounds like Tanakama is saying never. Rashbag sounds like he's coming to argue and say, no. That is only talking about a Hirsh Me'ikaro. But if he was a Pikeh, then became a Hirsh. I'll let him do his gesture. I'll let him do writing. Right? So Rabbi Yohanan is coming to tell me that you should know Rashbag is arguing on Tanakama. Don't think he's coming to explain Tanakama. He's coming to argue. Which means like this. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, halukin alav haverav shel al Rashbag. Which means Tanakama and Rashbag are arguing. Tanakama holds what? A Hirsh, no matter what type of Hirsh. Even a Hirsh that was a Pikeh and then became a Hirsh, writing you cannot do. Where Rabbi Yohanan is going to come along and say he can. So Gemara says, "I'm going to be Afanan Amitarina." We actually have that in a Braita. What does it say? Nish.
Nishtat. Okay, she became a shota. Lo yotzi. Okay, so the guy cannot be motziah. We have a law that says when the lady becomes a shota, nishtet. We don't let the guy divorce her. Because what's going to happen? Not only she's going to come back, but because she's going to be no hegbam and hagefkir. As long as she's married, she's protected. So therefore the rabbis made a gezerah. If the lady's a shota, you should not divorce her. Okay? Look at that, see. Nishtet, he mishinisit. After she got married. Lo yotzi. אסור להוציא, אבל פי שפיקחת ונתחרשה יוציאה, even though in a regular case of a פיקחת and she became a חרשת, יוציאה תאישה לא בעינן דחתה. And a regular lady, she doesn't have to have דחת to get divorced. And a regular lady that was a פיקחת and she became a חרשת, divorce her. But she has no דחת, you tell why, you can divorce her against her will. שלא יוצא לרצונה ושלא רצונה. However, היכד לנשתת, אמור אבל אני לא יוציא. כמעט שאינו יודע לשמון עצמה ינגו במנהג הפקר בזנות. השוטה זה דיוון אני חיירשת. החיירשת, מה אכפת לי? תראו את הגט, big deal, even if she had brains, you can throw it again anyway. זה בעל קורחה. שוטה, רבי זה מחמיר. זה לא תבוא עושה, because now they're going to treat her בזנות. Okay, continue the next case. נשתת, לא יוציא. נתחרש הוא, let's say he became a חיירש. או נשתתה. או he became a... Shote lo yotzi olamit. Oh, what is the deen over there? Do not go out forever. Oh, so what is this case over here? My olamit. What do you mean forever? Lav afagav diyachol ledaber mitoch haktav. Oh, which means even it. What is the word olamit? If the guy became a heresh, he cannot get out forever. What are those extra words? Forever. Must be the extra words forever coming to say, even if he could write mitoch haktav, can't go out. Who's that going like? That's going like Tanakama, which means Abaye is trying to prove Rabbi Yohanan. Why? Rabbi Yohanan's statement was Rashbag and Tanakama are arguing. Because Rashbag held in a case where he was a pikeach and became a chiresh, he can write himself out. Correct? Tanakama argues. Where do you see that? You see it from the Shita over here. From the fact that it says, if he became a Haresh, lo yotzi olamit. Hey, that's a strong statement, forever. What do you add me that word's forever? Forever means even if he can write and communicate, olamit, you don't go out. So therefore you see what Tanakama obviously is saying something else. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Papa ilav d'shem'inan Rabbi Yohanan, if Rabbi Yohanan didn't tell me that they're arguing, Hava mina Rashbag lefirushe ta'ma de Tanakama hu de'ata. I could have said that Rashbag is just explaining Tanakama. The debt with Tanakama said he can't write. That's only talking about a Haresh Meikaro. But a Haresh that was a Pika originally can't. I would have said he's just explaining. Oh, Umay Olamit. Also, how would you have explained the Olamit over that says a Haresh could not get a voice to Olamit? Afagav the Hazina led the Harif. Which means like this Olamit is not coming to say that he can't write. Of course he can write. The Hiddush is that even though, let's say, you look at the guy and it looks like he's healed, it looks like he got a little sechel back, the Olamit is saying as long as he's a Haresh, you cannot get divorced in a regular way. Now, of course, he can write himself out. Now, of course, he can write himself out. I would have said, Olamit just means don't get fooled. If he's still a Haresh and you think he got some brains, he looked like he's getting shot, it doesn't matter. Look at Rashi. I forgot the Harish. Good. Next answer. Ina melech nabi Yitzhak. Tamar bi Yitzhak. Devar Torah. Shota mitgareshet. Midi davi apikhit. Baal korha. Min haTorah, a regular Shota. We learned this already. A Shota, can you divorce her min haTorah? Of course. By the way, she has no da'at. Well, even a regular smart lady, you don't need, she has any da'at to get divorced. You throw it, you don't get against her will. However, what's the reason why the rabbi said you cannot divorce a shota? Shelo yinhag ba minhag hefker. So therefore, now we understand like this. There's two cases that were said above. One case was where she's a shota. There the language was lo titgarish. It didn't say olamit. You know why it didn't say olamit in that case? Because they really mean a Torah, you can divorce. It's only a gezerah de rabbanan. So therefore the word olamit was not used in that case. But in the case where he became a heresh, Minat Torah, he cannot divorce. So the, really the word olamit is not coming to exclude a case of minaktav. I would have argued, oh, you could really write the minaktav. The olamit is just trying to compare it to the first case. The first case where she became a shota, that's not olamit. Because really, minat Torah, you can't divorce a shota. The rabbi said no. But a hiresh, olamit, meaning minat Torah, there's no way you can divorce. It's drabanan. Oh, so I would say, write a mitoch aktav, like Rav Kana said in the name of Rav, and it'll be okay. Because he's a considered a pikeah, which means when you can communicate through ktav, the logic is what? He's considered a pikeah. Oh, so that's what Rabbi Yohanan came along to come and tell me, that Tana Kaman and Ashbag are arguing. And therefore, when it says olamit, it means when he's a hiresh, even though he was a pikeah, you could never, even if he could communicate, communication doesn't make him a pikeah. So just to review, comes out we have a fantastic machlok with Tana Kama and Rashbag on a pikeah to pikeah mehairesh. Does communication through writing indicate that it's a pikeah? Tana Kama will say no. Rashbag will say yes. Rav Kana in the name of Rav is going like Rashbag. And it's indeed a machlok in amongst the Tanaim. But in a case where the Mishnah was talking about Nishtatik, he became paralyzed. In that case, he could hear. He just can't move. He can't talk. That's considered pikeach l'kol devarav. So long as you have indication that he has competency, how do you do that? You ask him three questions. As long as he answers yes, yes, no, no, according to the way we learned above, he can signal the get. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.